Life Insurance. It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is Dr. Ivan Wolfson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I am a clinician with over 20 years of clinical experience. I help people work through many types of relationship and adjustment-related issues. I am here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. Your aging parent needs your help not only to survive, but to thrive. Think about that. That's not a term that we typically use or hear about with respect to the aging population. I think so many people think about aging as the inevitability of dying. I think so many people, at least in this country, miss the opportunity to embrace the natural course of development and help make each phase of the life process, the life continuum, as healthy and happy and meaningful as possible. That is the topic for today. I want to help you change your perspective. I want to help you help your parent take this opportunity, this privilege before them, and make the most of all that they have. I have a very close friend whose parents have fallen on hard financial times in recent years. Their primary residence is a small house in the South. However, they often spend extended periods of time in the Chicagoland area at their daughter's house in an effort to be close to their children and grandchildren. Additionally, my friend's father has moderate dementia. And as a result of this condition, he requires a great deal more assistance and oversight in an effort to keep him calm and safe. Now, my friend's mother reports that she, too, isn't able to remember things as she used to. And my friend has noticed this as well. She's not able to remember conversations that she has had or specifics that they've discussed just several days prior. Beyond this mild decline, her mother is often highly stressed due to the physical and emotional demands of being her husband's primary caretaker. Now, let me ask you, does this situation sound familiar to you in any small way? Do you struggle in managing your own nuclear family responsibilities as well as looking after your parent or parents? Do you find yourself becoming frustrated with raging parents at times? Do you avoid contacting your parent at times because you simply do not feel that you have enough in the way of emotional resources to cope with the additional demands that they would place upon you? If you answered yes to any of these questions, stay tuned, as I will have some helpful suggestions for you to manage this difficult life situation later in the show. Now, my friend that I was speaking of earlier, with these aging parents who reside with her as much as half the year, she's a divorced mother of three late teen children. She does an amazing job in managing all of this, largely by herself. I can tell you, though, that her own life situation is as stressful as the rest of ours. However, she does not hold this against her parents or use this as justification for becoming annoyed or burdened or overwhelmed or even reacting poorly in any way toward her parents, as I think so many of us do. Rather, she always seems to rise to the challenge of honoring her parents and doing whatever she can to help her parents thrive. And this does not merely mean doing the things that they need her to do for them. Equally important is how she approaches them. Think about it. What she does for her parents, she does with kindness. And the manner in which you do things for others often is just as important as the things in particular that you are doing for them. Nobody enjoys interacting with a martyr or someone who is boasting about how good they are to another person, or a person who displays signs of being inconvenienced or bothered by that which they are doing for another. It's just not kind. Yet it is so often how so many good people operate. And I call them good people because I know that doesn't make a person bad. I think it's just a bad habit. I think it's a sign of the times. I think, unfortunately, we have somehow transcended into a time whereby people are so self-focused, if not selfish, that they do become annoyed or burdened or bothered in some way if anything takes them off their chosen life course. If there is a snag in their plan or an added responsibility that they have to somehow incorporate into their day. I know a lot of people, they're not even aware of how bothered they would present themselves to be in that situation. So it is of paramount importance that you show up well and be as gracious as you can in your emotional display when you wish to help, so that your helping doesn't leave your parent feeling bad for being in a position of need. I would like to talk a little more today about the notion of thriving. As I said at the onset, it's not something that typically is associated with aging. It might seem to be a contradiction of sort. How does one thrive when they're declining? The dictionary definition, which is always a good place to start. The dictionary definition of thrive is to flourish, prosper, advance, or succeed. It is a term that is synonymous with healthy living and success. I think it is important to understand that success can be used as a relative term, not a competitive one. That is, success, given the physiological and environmental constraints of reality, can be success nonetheless. For example, we all know that as we age, we decline. And though this is never pleasant, we all know that this is usually the natural order of things. Therefore, when your parent slows down somewhat, whether it be due to dementia, some other cognitive deficit, medical problems, or whatever the case may be, they certainly are not thriving as compared to how they functioned when they were younger, stronger, and more able-bodied. However, the relative reality-based life phase and condition is here what needs to be focused on. There is a great deal of difference in how a person handles the challenges with which they are faced. So in helping your parents thrive, despite them possibly being in a state of relative decline, would mean for you to help them feel as healthy and content as possible under the circumstances. And that's key right here. As I said a moment ago, it's not a competition. It's not about saying, well, by comparison to how I was 20 years ago, or boy, in my youth, I could really lift this much or do that much. It's not that kind of competition. We have no illusions of memory deficits reversing itself in a person with significant problems or medical issues magically transcending their current state. More times than not, cognitive and physiological and medical conditions of decline are a progressive one. Most times, as we know, they're not really reversible. However, I strongly contend we still have the opportunity to manage well that which is before us What you need is to help your aging parent accomplish the larger perspective of healthy acceptance as opposed to defeat. The goal here is to help them happen upon an enhanced life experience. Your aging parent needs your help not only to survive, but to thrive. When we come back, we're going to talk specifically about how to accomplish this feat. I have specific tips for you to help you achieve this objective. And as is always the case in the conversations we have in this show, what we're talking about here today is will be of mutual benefit. It is not solely a charitable offering to our parents because we love them, though there'd be nothing wrong with that. But better, it is something that would be designed to enhance your parents' quality of life, and I promise you it'll help you feel better in the process. It is the gift of life quality, and it is something that you have a bigger handle on helping to cultivate and promote than you may realize. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a few. I've got these tips. I'm looking forward to speaking to callers, and we've got a lot of important ground to cover today in today's show. Thank you so much. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the Dr. Ivan Show.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
A Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Good morning. This is Dr. Ivan Wolfson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I am here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. We have Isaac on the line. Isaac, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Good. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Is there anything about the topic that we're talking about today that you can relate to?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to be able to help your parents when they start aging. I mean, in my case, I feel like it's the least I can do. My mom was a single parent raising two of us without child support, so I feel like I definitely would owe it to her when she starts to get up there to, you know, return the favor and, you know, sacrifice
my time.
Boy,
I love that perspective. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, I think you touch upon a very, very important point, and that is the notion of kind of giving back, or a more popular notion these days is paying it forward. And who better than to pay it forward to and your parent, your mother, the primary person who not only brought you into this world, but gave you your start, gave you all of the lessons that you needed to kind of make life manageable and meaningful to you. So it's an important opportunity. I often like to use the word privilege. It's not just something that you have to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of a privilege, don't you think?
Yeah, it's not an obligation. You know, you should be happy to volunteer that. I mean, there's no excuses for me. My mom, we were poor growing up. She didn't grow up in this country. She couldn't pursue, you know, the same education that she could right away. And again, our father left us, and she, you know, had to raise two children on her own, again, without child support. And, you know, she did it, and I really admire her. And there'd be no excuses. I've had so many more opportunities and blessings in my life, not only growing up, but since then, that it'd be the least that I could do is definitely give up my time and help her out when she needs it. And I hope to be able to do that.
Well, certainly you can, right? I mean, it's up to you. It's something that you are already valuing and prioritizing, and I expect you will do. It's interesting. You talk about having grown up poor, and I think a lot about this because I, too, had as well. And though you like to think that all things are equal, but from my perspective, and hey, you know what? I might be wrong. I'm going out on a limb here. But based on my experience, I think there are some unique benefits and advantages of having some struggles early on. I think it gives you a perspective that you can't quite read in a book or learn any other way. So, you know, the fact that your mother wasn't a quitter and she was somebody who was resilient and found a way to struggle through the tough times, as you say, I think you're saying, echoing my sentiments, and that is that in retrospect, you might be richer for having had the experience of struggle early on. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I've only recently, like in my more recent life than the past year, actually started making good money or even decent income for that matter. But it has not changed me one bit because I don't forget where I came from. I have not become a materialistic person or you know, anything like that. I'll always remember where I came from growing up. And it's definitely made me into the person I am today, not only the environment, but of course the way that my mom raised me. And I know I'll never forget where I came from. The only difference is when I start taking care of her, I won't be doing it on food stamps now like she did with me. But, you know.
Hey, you know what? It's even harder the way she did it. I got so much respect for that. Yeah. But tell me, what is the current situation with Mom? Do you mind sharing with me how old is she? Does she live alone? Are you in the same state? Does she have any medical or cognitive issues?
She's about mid-60s. She's working as a teacher, and it's about her – fifth year, she finally ended up being able to go back and finish college. As I mentioned, she didn't grow up in this country. She grew up in Algeria. And she finally, it's funny, she ended up graduating college the same time I did, like the same exact semester. Okay, I was 21. I was one of the youngest people at graduation. She went to a different school, of course, was one of the older ones. And so, as you can see, she's very determined. She doesn't, you know, use excuses to not accomplish something. Started teaching around, 2009, so probably like fifth, sixth year. She's still doing that. Lives on her own, of course. My brother and I, we've moved out. But she's about 40 minutes away, so still keep in touch and see her on occasion. Not as much as I probably should, but I definitely, make it a point to at least call her. And when she gets even older and starts needing me, at least I can make up for some lost time.
You beat me to the punch when you called yourself out and saying, hey, not as much as you should, because there's really no should about it, right? It's not a guilt-based thing whatsoever, but where there's a will, there's a way, right? I mean, if this was something that you wanted to prioritize, then certainly you have an opportunity before you at the present time to do just that. Another thing that's really important I speak with a lot of people about is it's really important to kind of log those hours when they're able to do the most with them, right? I mean, I think time spent with a loved one is always important, but if you wait until they don't know your name, I mean, it's wonderful and meaningful in the moment, but 20 minutes after you've left, a lot of it is gone. Now, though, you can really register, in a big way, and you can demonstrate to her some learning that she matters as much as you know she does to you, but sometimes when you show it through your actions, it means even more than just saying it.
Absolutely. It's funny. I actually have a little confession. I have a little reminder on my phone every Saturday around 8 a.m. to actually call my mom or my brother just to kind of force myself to just, remember and do that.
I think that's brilliant. That is so smart. I mean, what you're doing is you're putting a safeguard in place because you're saying this is important enough for me to not let myself just kind of get consumed with some other activities and miss the opportunity. I think you're exactly right. That's nothing to be ashamed of. I think that's proactive. That's really something special.
Yeah, exactly.
But your mother's not sick at all? Your mother's not sick at all at the present time? She's doing well?
She's definitely doing well. She's actually doing better than she has in the past. She's been like in and out of the hospitals in the past couple years for a couple of things. She overcame cancer back in around 2006. Yeah, she's definitely gone through a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised if something again could happen in the near future. But if she needed me, I know that I would definitely give up my time, my business, my income, and be there for her.
Well, as you've so well described today, This woman that you're speaking of, your mother, has demonstrated herself to be resilient in so many different ways. Not only did she overcome the financial struggles of having to raise two kids on their own, but she's overcome cancer as well. I mean, this speaks to her spirit of resilience, and I think it's probably the greatest human attribute to have in a person, the desire to kind of be all in on helping yourself move beyond struggles and situations that are certainly no way your fault, but things that, you're faced with. And she, we could all take a page out of her book and learn from the example that she has set.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's funny. I remember she even helped me when I was in graduate school and helped me by, loaning a lot of money. And when I struggled with paying it back, I remember jokingly telling myself, well, maybe I won't pay it back. I can just pay her back by taking care of her when she's older. Thankfully, I ended up paying it all back. And, of course, I'm still going to offer to take care of her.
Well, the difference there is you speak of maturity, right? That's what happened a little later on when you started kind of like earlier on in our adolescent mentality. And I think adolescence goes to like, age 25 these days. People aren't adult automatically at 18. But in your adolescent mentality, you were kind of rationalizing, justifying maybe not paying. And now you realize that, this was her money. It was a gift. It was something that I wish to repay and even do more for her as she had done for you with no promise of there being anything in return. I so very much thank you for the call. You are clearly a good son and an inspiration to us all in your commitment to being there for her at her greatest time of need. Please call in again. Let us know how things are going.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Please stay tuned. You listen to the Dr. Ivan Show. We'll be back in just a few, and I've got some tips for you. We'll be right back.
Having a child is a dream for many Americans, but for those facing infertility, this can be difficult. Hi, I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas. April 24th through April 30th is National Infertility Awareness Week. Infertility is a disease affecting 1 in 8 couples of reproductive age, including many here in Kansas. If you face this situation, take heart, for you are not alone. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man.
Good morning. This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. We're talking today about the importance of helping your aging parents, but not only helping them to survive, helping them to thrive. We have Michelle on the line. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. What do you have a situation that relates?
Yes, I do. My father is 78 years old, and he lives with me. And I am his primary caregiver, but I also work full-time. Mm-hmm. And he has hearing aids and spent quite a bit of time making sure he had the right fit. Everything was just perfect. And he just flat-out refuses to wear them. And it's becoming frustrating because a lot of times we'll be sitting there and he's like, what'd you say? What'd you say? And I'm like, Dad, do you have your hearing aids in? No, I don't need them.
I love it.
You know, it becomes frustrating because here we are, we're trying to help him, trying to give him everything so that, you know, he can still be himself, and yet he refuses the simplest things.
You know, when I say I love it, it's not that I'm happy about your frustration. I certainly feel for you, and I know a lot of good people who are in your situation. And first of all, I want to applaud you for doing the right thing by showing up for your father in such a big way, by taking him into your home and being his primary caregiver. Right? I think that is an honorable position that is often a thankless job, but it's something that I hope you feel really good about.
I have no regrets.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Not always easy. I won't say it's fun, but it's a beautiful thing. But when I say I love it, it's because you're in good company. A lot of people aren't in the same boat. And I think looking at it from our perspective, it can be terribly frustrating because you put a lot of time and a lot of money into trying to get him the benefit of being able to hear better with these aids. And at the end of the day, you have an option that can help, and he refuses to use it. I mean, how frustrating can that be? But I would challenge you to look beyond that, beyond kind of the easy fix of the situation, which you and I can agree on easily. What else might be underlying that? Like, for example, though I don't know your father, I know a lot of people who just are still kind of struggling in some way to come to terms with their decline. They don't want to own it. They don't want to admit it. And they're trying to fake good or prove to themselves or anybody else that they're not as dependent upon these aids as
exactly.
We know them to be.
Exactly, and I know that because I went through the same struggle with his mother. My grandmother was 98 when she passed.
Wow,
and
good genes.
We knew she needed hearing aids, and all she said is, that's for old people. And we're like,
yeah,
you're 98.
Oh, it's so funny, I hear you. But, you know, again, it speaks to the struggle inherent within them to not, you know, kind of give into that. It's almost like they're fighting the good fight and not willing to, you know, accept that because that would be some kind of grand failure in their mind. But, you know, as we're talking about today, growing older and accepting the natural age-related decline gracefully, though I know you can't change a person's mind or make them be healthier than they wish to be, I think you can maybe start to address the issue. You can maybe try to have a conversation with your father on that rare occasion when he has the hearing aids in. Will you help him understand that there's no shame in needing a little help? In fact, I think it's that which makes us most human, when we no longer pretend that we can do everything by ourselves, because we're social beings. And when other people are there to help us and other technologies there to help us, who in their right mind wouldn't want to make life a little easier? I'm wondering if you could have that kind of conversation with him. We can help him kind of reframe the notion of utilizing these aids and not view it as a failure or a defeat, but a life-enhancing product.
Tried that.
How did that go? Share that with me.
Well, when he first got the hearing aid, and you know, the audiologist that we worked with loved their approach. They brought us in, they fitted him for the hearing aid, and they're like, Michelle, do me a favor, go in the hallway. I was like, all right. Have a conversation with your father in the hallway because he can hear you now.
Wow.
So I did, and then she shut the hearing aids off. And I didn't know that. And all of a sudden, I hear him going, what? 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 And she told me what she had done. She did it on purpose so that he could see the difference. And mm-hmm. I want to say for about the first month, he wore them faithfully and used them, and then he just stopped.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, but you were doing so well, and now I'm finding you asking for what all the time again. And yeah. You know, it's hard. And my children obviously are in the house too, and they're like, you know, what happened? And I'm like, Grandpa won't wear his hearing aids anymore. But yet, mm-hmm. we had a good month. And I thought for sure when he saw that, and again, just like you said, deep down inside, I really know it's because he doesn't want to give up that control. He doesn't want to accept that he's getting older. I understand that struggle.
Yeah.
And later in, you know, in May, the end of May, he goes back to the audiologist again, and I'm going to be like, he won't wear them. Literally, what I tell him when I bring him back.
Right, so you said that you had a good month. So that gives me hope. Again, I'm pretty realistic. I understand that it's not going to be an easy task, but given that he was willing to play nice and utilize the hearing aids in a meaningful way for the first month, that suggests to me that he's open to change. Now, he's lost sight of the benefit of doing so, and he's conning himself into believing that he really doesn't need them, and they're more of kind of like a bonus but not a requirement. Somehow, mm-hmm. I think we have to get him back to that whatever it was that made sense to him at that time when he did use them. And you may need to have this conversation 27 times with him. But I'm wondering if it might be time to kind of renew that perspective with him and sit him down and say, hey, regardless of whether or not you think you need these, I need you to put them in for this conversation. And, you know, the other thing is, you know, a parent, one thing that a parent never loses is that heartfelt desire to do anything they can for their kids. And unfortunately, he may feel like there's not a whole lot more he can do for you because he's declining and you're now thriving. You're at the point in your life where you're able to do everything. But if you were to reframe this and say, hey, Dad, you know what? There's something really super important that you can do for me. Regardless of whether or not you think it's much helpful for you, when you wear the hearing aids, boy, it helps me a lot. I've got a lot of stress in my life, and I love to be able to converse with you. But when I have to say what I've said 3 and 4 and 5 times, it might not seem like a big deal, but you know what? I'm only human. It frustrates me. Can you do that for me? Can you wear them more often? Right, because then it gives him purpose. It's no longer just kind of like, you know, accepting his own defeat, but it's helping him understand that, well, I won't do it for me because I don't think I need it, but I'm not going to debate that. I will do it for her.
Yeah, I like that approach. I never thought of that approach, but that is something I have not tried, and I might succeed on that way because I do know he would want to do anything for me.
Of course, and I think, again, it's a natural, compassionate desire of all of us to kind of like want to give back and do the right thing. And I'm sure he's painfully aware of how much you do for him, and you do it in the most loving way. But if you give him an opportunity to do a little something now for you, boy, there's got to be a feel-good for him.
Yeah, I like that approach. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I appreciate you being so receptive and open-minded to this. I would guess that it's not a one-time kind of thing, right? You're going to have this conversation with him many times, and he'll probably want to help then for the next 1.2 weeks and then fall off again, and you're going to have it again. So just ready yourself for that. I think sometimes we project a lot onto our relationships, and we like to think that, you know, when you know, we can take constructive criticism and we can make a change, that everybody else can make a long-term change too. But you know what? It doesn't often work that way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So thank you so much for the call. Please call back. Let us know how that goes. I'm genuinely interested, but I think you're doing an amazing job with your father, and keep up the great work.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. So Michelle has helped us understand that there's always ways to kind of fine-tune a product, even when the product is largely good. And it's especially difficult to refrain from becoming frustrated when you're interacting with people that matter so much to you, when you love them so much and you just want what's best for them, and you're getting resistance from the person that what you wish for them to do would help most. I know I said that in a little bit of a convoluted way, but when you're trying to help a loved one and they're resisting you from helping them, that is terribly frustrating. So I am not suggesting that it's an easy task or that it's something that one wouldn't naturally become frustrated by. But in effort to avoid locking horns, in effort to disengage from the power struggle, you have to move beyond kind of what's most bothersome about that situation. You have a responsibility for your own well-being as well as that of your parents. to take a novel approach, to kind of go back to the drawing boards, to kind of figure out, well, if I'm not speaking his language here by reasoning with him, because some people just quite frankly aren't so reasonable at times, what else can I do to give him or her incentive to kind of work with me or to their own benefit? And as we talked about here, sometimes a simple act of reframing, saying, hey, if not for you, do it for me, is enough to get people back on track. So whatever it takes to help yourself and your loved one, and in this case your parent, the best way you can, I think you have to be all in. Thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing your story with us. Please stay tuned. As I promised before, I've got some wonderful tips for you in the next segment, and we'll continue this so important conversation and discussion. Honey, why are you calling me so late? It's kind of hard to talk right now.
Honey, why are you crying? Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 30.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is Dr. Ivan Wilson of the Dr. Ivan Show. I'm here to help you better manage the needs of your aging parents and help you help yourself in the process. I have to tell you that it is such a heartwarming thing for me to hear so many good people who are not only committed, but wanting to do right by their parents. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful gesture, and I think it's a gesture that is mutually beneficial. I think especially when there's the privilege of grandchildren involved to be able to witness this, you help them in a very important developmental way to kind of experience compassion more than just kind of hear about what the right thing to do in a given situation might be. It makes it experiential. The two callers today have I think, just benefited us greatly in sharing so generously of their stories in how they're showing up for their parents and what their plans are and how committed they are ongoing to just rising to the challenges that present regardless of what they are. So just a beautiful thing that I felt was worthy of acknowledging. But we're talking specifically today about your aging parents' need and how it's your responsibility and hopefully privilege, as we talked about before, more than just kind of like what you owe them, but something that you can take pride in and feel good about and embrace as a privilege in the truest sense of the word. It's your responsibility and privilege to not only help your parent survive the aging process, but also thrive. Think about that. Thrive. And we talked about revising the definition of thrive earlier on in the show. We talked about thriving not in a competitive sense, not in the way where you say, I can't do nearly as well as I've done before, so that would be the opposite of thriving. But rather, revise thrive to view it in a relative sense, to understand that your parent has an opportunity to thrive given the circumstances and situations before them today. And that is a beautiful gift, I think. It's an opportunity that many children help bestow upon their parents. And I have to tell you, at the time when perhaps a parent might need a little more than a loving adult child might be able to provide them with, when perhaps a nursing home might be warranted. I've spoken many times about how so many people have a distorted view of what this product may be. And believe me, I'm a realist. I know that it's not always a pretty picture that this presents with. But if you do your homework and you find the best places that understand just this concept that we're talking about today, a nursing home can be that place that enhances the quality of your parents' life. And that's what I would look for. That's what I did look for when my father was at a point where he needed that. We kept him home as long as possible, perhaps maybe even longer than we should have in retrospect, but, you know, with good intention. But when he was in that environment, can I tell you, and this might be shocking to you all, he did in fact thrive. Though he spent so many years saying, don't you do that to me, which left us with all sorts of irrational guilt, when in fact that was warranted, and we found a good place that was loving and caring and attentive to all his needs. His needs were met by this medical staff far better than my mother or I or my two brothers could do for him. And he thrived. His memory didn't come back, but he seemed happier. In fact, I have to say, he was probably the happiest I've ever known him. Not to suggest that that was the happiest time of his life, but he was more pleasant. He was less angry. He was less anxious. And I think that was in part due to the good care that he received and the ways that that facility helped him to thrive. But I promise you some tips, and I want to get right into them. So in helping your parents to thrive without becoming overwhelmed in the process of the caretaking responsibilities that often come with this, the first tip is change your perspective. View this as your opportunity to show up for your parents when they need you most. And maybe reframe it in your own mind from the job of doing that for them, a deserving parent. Truly view it as the privilege that you have. Yes, you're helping them greatly, but if you can help yourself understand that it is truly a privilege for you to do so, not a burden, I promise you it'll make the prospect of all that comes with caring for an aging parent a whole lot easier to do, and one that you won't become as frustrated in doing. Two, define a purpose for yourself in doing this work, because purposeful activity is always a feel-good. Making something meaningful, more than just going through the motions, which unfortunately I think more times than not in life we slip into this kind of like flying below the radar, just kind of doing what we know is required of us, just going through the motions kinds of mentality. That doesn't typically tend to serve us well, nor does it serve the people that we're trying to help well. But if you make it more purposeful or meaningful, do it for reasons that help you feel good about yourself, you'll likely get a better result. Three, set appropriate limits and make responsible commitments to ensure that enough time is allocated to getting all of the important things done for all of the important people in your life. This will help you work far more efficiently and understand that it's not about sacrificing everything for your parent. It's about doing right by them while maintaining the responsibilities that you have outside of your caretaking responsibilities for them. You have to do right by yourself, you have to do right by your spouse, you have to do right by your kids, and you have to do right by your parents. You have to find a way to get it all in and not let any one part of that overwhelm the system. Four, make a commitment with yourself to take the high road as much as possible in your interactions with your parent, and always, always, always avoid slipping into the power struggles that are so easy to fall into. Don't lock horns with your parent when they say something to antagonize you or to get your goat, because you understand that they've got their own internal struggles that you can't even begin to understand. Try to be kind and patient and respectful in your response despite maybe what they're showing you to the contrary. Five, establish realistic expectations for both yourself and your parents. For example, you have to go into every interaction with them understanding that you will not always agree with one another. When they don't appreciate you or what you're trying to do for them, there's no benefit in allowing this to upset you. Understand again what your purpose is and make sure that you're honoring both yourself and your parent at the same time. And finally, last but not least, maintain a good attitude and be authentic with it. Try to enjoy the process. I thank you all so much for listening. This has been an important show, and hopefully we're all a little richer for it. I thank you so much for your comments and suggestions and calls. Please tune in again next Monday, May 9th at 11 a.m. I look forward to speaking with you then. Take care and be well to yourself and your parents.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.